Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started.
Hi, Laura Lively here. Welcome to you and all of your parts. Someone recently asked me, how do our parts get formed? And I wanted to say, it's not that they're formed. We're actually born with all of our parts. We believe that we are multiples. And what happens is, as we get harmed, many of us, when we were young, our parts came up to and took on coping mechanisms as a way of protecting us. Prior to that, all of our parts were little loving, beautiful beings. After we're hurt, they then are still these loving beings, but they take on these burdens. They take on these coping mechanisms as the only way that they could, in order so that they believed, as they believed, so that they would survive. So they take on these roles and they become burdened by those roles. So some of these roles might also be society beliefs that we grew up in. And I wanted to walk you through some of the burdens that my parts took on. I grew up in a time where overweight people were not the norm. Back in the 70s, there were very few overweight people. Now, we could still debate, that would be a different video, but we could still debate how overweight people are treated in society today. But back then, there were no overweight people. I was like one of four overweight kids in my junior high and high school time period, right? And I wasn't just overweight, I was morbidly obese. So what sort of beliefs do you think I took on as a morbidly obese child / teenager when that was abnormal? Some of the beliefs and burdens that my system took on was, I don't fit in. I will never fit in. I am not like everyone else. There's something wrong with me. And there's something wrong with overweight people. And these are burdens that my parts just had to shoulder just to get through life. So my job now is to help these parts unburden so they no longer have to carry that. During an unburdening, after we've helped our parts release all of that that they're carrying, those beliefs, the shame, the pain, we ask them what traits would they like to invite back into their life. And another way of asking that question is, what were you like before you took on this belief? What were you like before you took on the role of using food to numb, which of course made the overweight thing worse? What was it like for you in my system before you believed that you would never fit in? And regardless of how you ask the question, most parts come back and say that they were playful, they were loving, and that's what they want again. They want to belong. They want to have play back in their life, most of them. They want to be loved and to love. They want connection, things that they did not get once they took on those burdens. So IFS believes that we are born with all of our parts. Everyone has multiplicity. There is nothing wrong with that. That is the norm. Everyone ends up with burdens. And once we heal the part of its burden, the part itself doesn't go away. It doesn't get integrated. It is still there, but it can now go back to its unburdened state and it becomes a source of joy in your system of light and love. So I hope you enjoyed this information. Hope this answers a question in case you were wondering, how are your parts formed? They weren't formed. You were born with them. Drop me a comment at laura@lauralively.com. Hit subscribe so that you never miss any new of the content. And until next time, love to you and all of your parts.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website, where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.